Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Ayin Zayin. We left off at the very top of daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Again, we were discussing the case that in middle of yesterday's daf, where we left off, we were discussing the case about a person who was makabel on himself in Zirus, and he was chayiv in Zirus Tahara, and aside from that, there were two additional sfeikos. He wasn't sure if he was Tameh, so maybe he's chayiv for Nazir Tameh, but the other suffix, what we were interested in, what we were discussing, is that he's not sure, maybe he was a mitzora muchlat shenirpa mitzorato, that he, maybe he was a mitzora who had to bring the karbanos of the Taras HaMitzora, so he's not sure if he's chayiv in those karbanos. So the Gemara wanted to know what you do about the carbon asham, because we have someone who has the nazirus and the mitzvah issues to deal with at the same time. So the Gemara had said that he made a tenai. The Braisa had said that he makes a tenai, that he says imshal mitzvah hareza asham of zelugo, that if he in fact was a mitzvah, he brings the asham and the lug, and he says this should be the asham and the lug that he needs to bring, and if not, then it should be shalmei nedava, and the asham should become shalmei. And the Gemara asks, well, how do you pull off that trick? How are you going to pull off a single carbon fulfilling all those fakos? So the Gemara went through all of the details, how one goes about doing that. So one of the things that you had to do is that you needed to do kmitza on the oil that you brought along with it. And we said, well, once you do kmitza, it's going to be missing some oil. So you got to fill in a little bit more oil after you do the kmitza. So frek the Gemara now at the top of Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Vahiika Shirayim, Debay Malinu, there's going to be a shirayim because you had to refill it, vikahach porta delo kamitzilavei, and there is that little bit that you didn't do kmitza on, meaning the shirayim only becomes mutter when you did kmitza on it, but there's that little bit of extra oil that you never did kmitza on. So how are you going to account for that oil? That oil is kadosh and therefore is aser. It only becomes mutter al yedei kmitza. It became kadosh in the kli shares, and it never had a heter. So says the Gemara, de parikley. Oh no, don't worry about that. You do a pidyon, you're poda that little bit of oil. Rashi points out de parikley va'omer, and you say im eno mitzora halug nedava hare masho safti shelo l'tzorach mechula l'malos halalu, that if he's not a mitzora, the lug is a nedava, and that which he added is going to be mechula on this money. And Rashi points out the kli shares and ein mekadshim elami das. A kli shares is only mekadesh when you have das of the person who's doing the avodah to be mekadesh. V'zelo nasal l'toch halug al menashe sheikadshenu halug im eno mitzora. This guy's intention was never that the lug should be mekadesh it if he's not a mitzora. L'fichach yesh lo pidyon, and therefore it is subject to pidyon. Therefore, he's going to be able to do pidyon. Meaning the question that that Rashi's dealing with is that this oil that's neskadesh has kedushas haguf, and kedushas haguf doesn't have any pidyon. So forget about the kedushas damim, fine, that has pidyon. What about the kedushas haguf? So Rashi's telling us that no, that the klisharis are only mekadesh midas, and since it's only mekadesh midas, it's only a kedusha al tenai. The das of the kohen is that he's adding this shemen to the lug, was if he's a mitzvah, it should be shemen kadosh b'kedusha saguf, and if not, then the kli should not be mekadesh with kedusha saguf. So if the kli is not mekadesh with kedusha saguf, then it has pidyon, then it only has kedushas mamon. Tosos explains, based on the klal that the Gemara has, that ein kli sharis mekadshim ele meleim, that kli sharis are only mekadesh when they're full. So when you add a little bit of oil, based on how much you had taken out at the time of the kmitza, in order to be mashlim the lug, that little bit is not able to become mekudash al yedei the kli sharis, even though the kli was already full of oil. When you add the amount that you're missing from the kmitza, you're refilling it. It's full again. Nevertheless, that which it was kadosh beforehand, that which was kadosh beforehand, meaning the oil that was there beforehand, is not mitzarif to the shir luk shemen that you need for the kiddush hakli, because the din that klisharis is not mekadesh al maleim is not a tenai that at the end of the day the kli needs to be malei. It means that the kiddush is only going to be chal on a shir shalem. Kedusha in general is only going to be chal on a shir shalem. So if the kedusha maybe was chal on the original oil, but you took out a kemitza of that, what's going to be, where's the, there going to be chalos kedusha on the new oil that you're adding in? Granted, it now fills the kli, but most of the oil that's in this kli already had its kedusha chal on it. It doesn't need the new kedusha. So the fact that at the end of the day it's malay is not the din. That's not what we're interested in. The fact is that a kli shardis is only mekadesh when it's mekadesh its entire contents all at once. It's mekadesh bimiluo, maybe is a better way to say it. It's only mekadesh if it's mekadesh the entire contents all at one time. So that's the idea that you're podeid, and therefore it's not an issue of kedushas haguf. Now the Achronim ask, why don't we just say that this tosefes, this extra oil that you added in, is batel barov, and therefore it's mutzal achil even without a pidyon, because it should be batel barov with the other oil. So in the Sefer Minchas Yehuda, he explains based on what the Beis Yitzchak writes that since hekdish has din mamon, and the Gemara says mamonel zlo batel, therefore the hekdish can't become batel barov because mamon, we never say mamon is batel, isurim are batel, but by hekdish it's a din of dinimamnis, that this that these items belong to hekdish rather than belong to you. And by din mamonis, we never say bittel in din mamon. Fine. So says the Gemara Vayter. So the Parak Lehecha, wait a second. We just suggested that you should do some sort of pidyon on it. Where exactly is this pidyon being done? If you're doing the pidyon on the inside the azara, so then you're bringing chulin into the azara. You're not bringing chulin into the azara, but the point is you're making chulin in the azara. Here you had something that was kadosh, and you're being podit while it's in the azara. So it's becoming chulin while it's already in the azara. Rashi points out, kamayil chulin, kishahu podeo, motziya lechulin, nimtza oso shemen shel chulin ba'azara. You're creating a situation where you're left with chulin and the azara, and that can't be good. If you're doing the pidyon outside, well then what about the rest of the oil that actually was kadosh? Not that this little bit that you're being poda. The rest of it is going to be nifsal biyotze. You're going to be taking out of the azara, and that's going to be a major problem. So says Gemara liolam gavai. V'chulin memela havyon. Gemara says, no, we're talking about where you did the pidyon on the inside. You're bringing chulin the azara. You're not bringing chulin the azara. It's becoming chulin, and it's already in the azara. But that happens memela, that is not something that you're actively doing. The dam zvach mas, wait a second, we said that if you're doing it on the inside, it's called that you bring chulin to the azara. The achmas of chulin azara is a davar shein miskavin over here. It's certainly not your intention. Your das in doing the pidyon is to be matir ba'achila, it's not to be machnes into the azara. It's psikreshe, right? So psikreshe, therefore it should be asra anyway, and therefore the Gemara's question makes sense. So he points out, no, the Trumas Hadeshen, quoted in the Magen Avram, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Yudalit, in Hilchos Shabbos, Sifhei, the Trumas Hadeshen holds that psikreshe, that becomes, is only asra on Isidar Raisa, but a psikreshe on a Drabanan is going to be mutter. That's the sheet of the Trumas Hadeshen. A psikreshe on a Din Drabanan is going to be mutter. The Isra of Achnasas Chulun Azara, when you're not makriv anything, you just have Chulun in the Azara. There's a major discussion in the Rishonim, what's subject to Chulun Bazara. Let's say I bring in my wallet, well, it's a bad example, but let's say I bring in, a toothpick into the Azara. I bring in anything, just start a radio into the Azara. So is that called Chulun Azara, or is it only something that could be hukrav on the Mizbeach? But either way, the Isra of Chulun Azara on a Doraisa level is only when you're makriv Chulun the Azara. When you're just machnis and you don't do a hakrava at all, then it's only an Isra mitarabanan. And aside from that, even if it was an Isra minatora, over here the little bit of oil that you're adding to the Shiare Elug, minatora is for sure batel barov. It's only midrabanan that it's not batel barov. So clearly what we're dealing with over here is din drabanan, either because you're not doing any hakrava of the chulin in the azara, whatever chulin ba'azara shaila we have is clearly only a drabanan shaila. Again, either because you're not doing any hakrava, or because the very little bit of this oil that's chulin is batel barov on a daraisa level, and only midrabanan is significant. So if the whole thing is only drabanan, and you're not having kavana to do it, so even though it's a psikreshe, and a drabanan, Azara, and therefore should be mutter. So what's the Gemara's kasha even? You're ma'ayil chulun azara. No, you're not. You're doing a psik reisha and a derabanan of chulun ba'azara, and a psik reisha and a derabanan is always mutter. That's the kasha of the Dam Zvachim. So the Dam Zvachim explains that when it comes to the iser of achnas chulun azara, bittel barov would never be a svara. Like the Gemara says in Bechoros, when it comes to nevela, that animal, basar nevela, that's batel b'shchuta, that is mixed together with shechted meat, even though it's not metame b'maga, but if you carry the taroves, the Gemara in Bechora says, there's a Gemara in Bechoros and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, if you carry the taroves, it's metame b'masa. The nevela is batel in the rove of Shchuta, no, it's not in regards to Tumas Masa, and therefore the same would be true about Achnasa Shemen Lazara, since you know for sure you're bringing the Chulin in together with the Kadosh oil, end of the day it's in there, even though it can't be identified, end of the day it's mixed together and you know that for sure there is Chulin that's in there, so therefore you're not going to say Bittel Barov in regards to Chulin Bazara, and therefore you may be back to a Doraisa levelist or when you bring this, when you have this chul in the azara, and that was the Gemara's kasha. And furthermore, even if it was, if we were speaking with an issur min haTorah, you would not say that it's asur mishum psik reshe. Based on the Dam Zvachim points out that the idea that psik reshe would apply over here, that the psik reshe would make it more of a problem. That psik reshe, the fact that you know you bring chulin to the azara, would create a situation where it's d'oraisa. He says that's not so pashut either, because there is a concept that the Taz discusses in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos called suffek psik reshe. Let's say I close a box and I know that if there is a bee in that box, I am trapping that bee. The only thing is, I don't know if there is a bee in that box. So is that a Dover Shein Miskavin? What is that? So the Taz says, no, that's a psik reshe, because if there's a bee in the box, then you know for sure you're trapping it. Meaning that act is for sure an act of trapping, but you don't know if the situation is one where you're actually trapping anything. So that's what we would call a suffek psik reshe. So we the Taz writes that a suffek psik reshe is mutter, even though on alat sad that there is a problem there, it would be a psik reshe. Since it's a suffek, if there are any flies or bees or whatever there, so it's a suffek psik reshe, and that's not usher. So the same would apply over here by the Shemin. The whole discussion of psik reshe is being a problem over here. L'chor is not really an issue, because at best it's a suffek psik reshe, so that should not create a problem over here, because again the whole thing is ala suffek. You're not sure if it's a karban asha mitzora, or if you're bringing this as an adava. So if it's an asha mitzora, so the whole it's a non-starter. So since meaning that you're only makdish and poda al hatsad that you're not a mitzora, so that's a suffek of chulin bazara. So that suffek would not have the status of a psik reshe. And that's why it's mutter to be pod of the Shem B'Azara, because it's davar shein miskaven. Anyway, that's why we're not dealing with a d'oraisa. Okay. Also, another point when we said that you're being ma'ayil chul nazara, the Olo Shlomo asks, based on what we said in Tosfos earlier, we said in Tosfos and Daf Ayin Vav in yesterday's Daf, that the isra of achnas chul nazara is only when you do some sort of avoda with it. So over here, you're pod of the shemen that you added into the lul, so it shouldn't be any isser because you're not doing any avoda. So you're doing the pediyah only to be matir ba'achila, but you're not doing any avoda with it. So why would it be an issue of chulin bazara if you assume that no avoda is not going to be a problem of chulin bazara? So the Olo Shlomo explains that even achilas chulin bazara is also aser, meaning it's not chulin bazara is not only hakrava. Achila is also considered enough of an avoda, not that it's an avoda literally, but it's enough to create a situation of an isser of chulin ba'azara. So the question of the Gemara turns out that it's not the fact that when you're poured to the oil, oh look, oil's there. It's that how are the Kohanim going to be allowed to eat that oil in the Azara? The eating of the oil in the Azara is going to be the violation of Chulin Ba'azara. Stipler explains similarly that it's Lav Dafka Avoda, but any time you treat Chulin with Minag Kodshim, That's the Isra of Chulin Ba'azara. Again, if I bring my iPod into the Azara just because I forgot to take it off, or whatever, I'm not treating it b'mina kadshim. That's not going to be Chulin Ba'azara. But any time you treat Chulin as kadshim in the Azara, that's going to be Chulin Ba'azara. This lug of oil, since it's going to be divided up amongst the Kohanim and eaten dafka in the Azara, so you're treating it with Mina Kodesh. And therefore, that Mitzvah Shemen is subject to the Yisra of Chulin Ba'azara. That's how the Stipler deals with the Kasha of the Ola Shlomo, that after all, you're not doing any Avoda with it. No, it's not about Avoda per se, says the Stipler. It's about doing something that makes it clear and evident that you're treating it as Kodesh. Once you do something that makes it clear and evident, you're treating it as Kodesh, that's going to be Chulin Ba'azara. So last point, the Gemara said, don't worry, you're not bringing Chulin into the Azara. It's just a situation that in the end of the day, it is Chulin in the Azara because you repulled it while it was already in the Azara. So what comes out from this Gemara is that there's no Isra of Achnasas Chulin Ba'azara when the Etzem HaAchnasa was not done by Isser. And when it's, something is already in the Azara and it's just Nifta over there, and that's not a problem. That's no Isra of Chulin Ba'azara. So the Achronim ask a very sharp kasha, or the Rishonim actually ask a very sharp kasha. You find in several places in Shas, you find them in Nachas and Daf Pei and Nachas Daf Kuf Dalet, and really throughout Shas, you find in a lot of different places in Shas that when we're not sure if a person is chayiv a karban, there's no chiyuv barar on a certain karban that a person, whether a person has to bring it or doesn't have to bring it. So we never just say, bring it anyway. Might as well. The Gemara says, no, you can't just bring it anyway because you have a chashash chulun ba'azara. If you're not chayiv the karban, it's going to be chulun ba'azara. So ask the Rishonim, you have a pashada itza. Be makdish the karban al tanai, that if you're not mechuyiv in it, it should be kadosh kedushas damim. And therefore, it has Kedusha. If you're not Mechuyiv, it should be Kadosh Kedusha Damim. If you are Mechuyiv, it's Kadosh Kedusha Saguf, nothing to worry. But if you're not Mechuyiv, it should be Kadosh Kedusha Damim. Bring it into the Azara on that Tanai, and then be Podit when you're in the Azara. So it's not going to be Chulin Ba'azara, because you're Podit after it's already in the Azara. So shouldn't that solve all the world's problems? That's the Kasha that the Rishonim asked. So Tosos over here in Dibra Maskel V'chulin points out that no, it's not a good Eitza, because Tosos says this Takana of being Makdish and then being Podit only works when there's no chashash that people are going to think that Kedushas HaGuf is Yotzei L'chulin. Like in our Gemara, the amount that you're being poda is so tiny that it's never, it's not sufficient to be a karban, and the amount that you're being poda, because it's just this little bit of oil that you added on. And therefore, it's not going to look like something that has Kedushas HaGuf as a karban is being niftes. But if you take a full animal and you, that might actually have Kedusha Saguf, and you just make a Tanai that in case you're not Chayiv, you should have Kedusha Damin, and then you're Poda it, people will look at that and say, oh, you could take something that has Kedusha Saguf and be Poda, and that's going to be a bad thing. If people are going to make that assumption, that's obviously an unwanted, an undesired result. We don't want people to be able to make such an assumption. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Yes, it says in Maravam, Rav Shimon, Eid Misnadvin Shemen. Wait a second, this whole idea that you'll take this oil and it will be, and in case you're not really a Mitzorah, it will be in a Dava, but Rav Shimon holds you're not allowed to be Misnadev Shemen. So doesn't that put a monkey wrench in the whole plan over here of how you're going to bring the Asham and the oil of a Mitzorah? So Tikkuni Gavra Shaini. Generally, he holds Eid Misnadvin Shemen, but for the sake of Tikkuni Gavra, this guy, Nebuch, has no Eitzah, so we allow him to be Misnadev Shemen, because he has no eight. So Frek Tosus, a little Tosus, Tikkuni Gavra Shaini, Tema. Ida Araisa Kam Reb Shimon Eid Misnadev Shemen, Hechi Shari Mishim Tikkuni Gavra. If there's Nisa Daraisa to be Misnadev Shemen, so what do you mean? Tikkuni Gavra? Okay, we'll cut some corners. What do you mean? You can't change the laws of the Torah because you feel bad for the guy? Va'od Kivin Dein Misnadevin Chulun Gemurin Havu. And besides, if you're not Misnadev Shemen, then the Shemen never takes on the status of Kodesh. It's totally Chulun. So what do we even, how can you even bring it in the first place? So the Mikdash David explains, he doesn't agree with Tosfos' second kasha. Mikdash David explains as follows: even though you're not misnadev shemen min haTorah, what that means when Rabbi Shimon says ein misnadev shemen doesn't mean that it's aser to be misnadev shemen. What it means is that the Torah never says that you could bring shemen, And therefore, not that it's also to be makrif shemen, but that it would work if you makrif shemen, but there's never a chiv to be makrif shemen. Like Evari Chaya, the Reish Lakish holds earlier, we had in the Masechta on Daf Lamed Daled, that a Evarim of a Chaya, of a wild beast, Reish Lakish holds that if you bring it up to the Mizbeach, you didn't violate an Isser, because even though it says in the Torah Behema and not Chaya, that's for the mitzvah. The mitzvah so is Behema. So, but you could bring also what it doesn't say in the Torah. Also, you could bring if you want. It's not us. As long as the Torah didn't say you can't bring it, so you're allowed to bring other things also. It's just that's just not the mitzvah. So shemen would fit into that category. You're not misnadev makriv also, but there's no iser in being makriv, and therefore in a suffik mitzorah case, for the sake of tikkuni gavra, since you're not risking violation of an iser, so we have no problem with going ahead and bringing the shemen. Says the Gemara Vayter Yosef Rav Ruchume Kamei de Ravina v'Yosef. He says, I have a simple reitza. This whole sugya that we just had the last amud and a half. Oh, bring the asham as a shalmei nedava, just in case he's not really a mitzara. Why don't you just make it an asham talui? Treat it like an asham talui. Meaning, asham talui comes in one of two forms. The first way, the form that an asham talui comes in, that lukulei alma works, and everyone agrees is the normal way to bring an asham talui, is when a person has a suffek, if he did an avera, for which had he done it b'mezid, he'd be chayiv kares, and had he done it b'shogi, he'd be chayiv chatas. But he doesn't know for sure that he did it. So you can't bring a chatas, because he doesn't know for sure that he did it. So he brings an asham talui. And what the asham talui will do for him is that it will protect him from any sort of yisurim, any sort of punishments, if he did the avera, al atzad, that he did that avera, until he realizes it. And once he realizes it, then it will bring a chatas. But in the interim, the asham talui is going to cover him. That's what asham talui is typically brought for. There's a second possibility, though, of when one might bring an asham talui. There's a machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah, in Maseches Krisos and Daf Chavhei. And the Machlokas is, if a person wants to be Misnadev in Hashem Talui, without having any suffix that maybe he did or did not do in Aveira, can you be Misnadev in Hashem Talui? Is that okay to be Misnadev in Hashem Talui? The Gemara in Krisos, after analyzing this, comes out that there are three Shitos in Tanayim, whether or not you can be Misnadev in Hashem Talui. The Shita of the Chachamim is that no, you can never bring in Hashem Talui unless you know for sure that you have it. I shouldn't say no for sure. Unless you have a suffix, whether you did an Aveira, for which had you done it b'mezid, you'd be chayiv kares, and b'shogi you'd be chayiv achatas. Short of that, you never bring an asham talui. There's no such thing as an edava an asham talui. The sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, a person brings an asham talui even without a suffix chet. An edava gemura, that's totally fine to bring an asham talui. Then there's a third sheet, that's sort of a compromise. Third sheet is, that's quoted in the Mishnah, is b'shem amrulo in the Mishnah, is that it doesn't say a name, just says amrulo, that you don't need a suffix gum of an avera that you're chayiv achatas with all, you know, all the bells and whistles of that kind of avera. Even if you're, and also though, you can't bring Nashim Tali as a total nedava. It has to be mechaper on some sort of suffik chet. So he says as follows, whenever you have a suffik, whether you're nichshal in any avera, even if it's not the kind of avera for which you chayiv kares if you do b'mezer or chatos b'shogeg, even if it's not begeder suffik gomor, or it's only just a chashash rachok, maybe you did the avera, still you could bring Nashim Tali. But when there's no suffik avera at all, you can't bring an Asham Talui. So for instance, the day after Yom Kippur, you can't bring an Asham Talui, because even if you had a chet, it was Hischapra Lobi Yom HaKippur, and you already got your kapara. So that's the third shita. Those are the three shitas for bringing an Asham Talui. So the Gemara asks the question, why over here, by the case of the Mitzorah, don't you just bring the Asham as an Asham Talui, and Alatzad, that you're not a Mitzorah, let it be a Nedava of an Asham Talui. And then you won't run into any of these problems with the oil and all the problems that you had dealing with Shalmei. So says the Gemara, Shema Mina, Man Tana Depalgalei Rav Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Hu, Damer Ein Misnadev Nashim Talui. Ah, must be that we're assuming, like Rabbi Shimon Hu holds, that you can't be Misnadev Nashim Talui. If we held that you could be Misnadev Nashim Talui, then Ein Achinami, that's what we would have answered. So Amalei, Torah, Imri B'dichri Michlufilach. He says, well, wait a second. Back up a second. You're messing up the whole discussion. Because an Asham Tali and Asham Mitzorah, they're not brought from the same animals. How could you even have a Havamina that you'd bring? bring it as an Asham Tali. Imri B'dichri Kamachlof Lach, Rashi points out the second white line, Keves Ben Shnaso Michlof Lach Ba'ayil Ben Shteishanim, a one-year-old sheep and a two-year-old ram. Asham Mitzara Keves Ben Shnaso. An Asham Mitzara is a one-year-old sheep. Ve'heich Yachol Hu Lahasnul Salav Ba'asham Tali. How can you say that this might be an Asham Tali? An Asham Tali is a two-year-old ram. It doesn't even fit. What kind of Havamin is that? That you should bring it as an Asham Tali. Unclear what the Havamin was. I mean, to mess up such a Pasha Adin, that just in terms of what kind of animals are brought, that I don't think there's any Chalik on, in terms of what kinds of animals these are. Zedinim Dal Raisa. Unclear how he could have ever suggested that he would make such a Tanai. Okay, says the Mishnah. Evari Chatas and Asarvu be Evari Ola. Evarim of a Karban Chatas get mixed in with Evarim of a Karban Ola. Now, the Evarim of a Karban Chatas do not get burnt on the Mizbeach. The Evarim of a Karban Chatas, the meat and the Evarim, get eaten. The Evarim of a Karban Ola get burnt on the Mizbeach. Now you have a Tarovas of the two. So what do you do? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yitin Lamala, Viroani, Kisara Chatas min Lamala, Kiluain Eitzim. So Rabbi Lezer says, simple. Put it on top of the fire on the Mizbeach and view the meat and the Evarim of the Karban Chatas as if it is wood. Meaning, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Isser to burn Evarim of a Karban Chatas, which is an Isser, the Gemara Darshins, Kol Shem Menu Li Ishim Hareu Bival Saktiru. Right, it says, Lo Saktiru Menu Ishela Hashem, Kol Shem Menu Li Ishim Hareu Bival Saktiru. You're not allowed to burn the Evarim of a Karban Chatas. So that Isser of burning Evarim of a Karban Chatas is if you're doing it l'shem haktaras evarim. But if you're just treating it as wood on the Mizbech, and not that you're being makter it as part of your karban, then it wouldn't be subject to the Isser. The Isser is only when you're doing it l'shem, the actual karban. So that's what Rabbi Elazar says, it's a burn it, and just do it, view it as if it's an etzim. V'cham momrim to ubar to rasan, the etzim l'beis ha-sreifa. V'cham say, no, you can't put it on the Mizbech at all. There's an Isser to burn, I don't care what your kavanas are, there's an Isser to burn a varm of a karban chatas, so what you have to do is you have to wait for it to be over tsuraso, which literally means that the whole form of it changes, that it doesn't even look like meat anymore, but practically what it really means is just make it go through psulina, wait till the next day when it becomes pasul bulina, and then burn it in the beis hasreif, in the place where you sorif all the other psulei hamukdashim. Lukuti Alacha says, even though there's an Isser to leave over a Variola without being makrav them, and after all, over here you have a Tarovas, and you know that there are a Variola in the mixture, so you're violating Isser Daraisa as it is anyway, by leaving it over. Rabbanan aren't like, if you bring it all up, so there's an Isser to burn a Varichatas on the Mizbeach. But there's another Isser to leave over a Variola. So I asked Lukuti Alacha, what are you saving yourself? Why did the Chacham say, no, you can't do the Isser of bringing a Varichatas on the Mizbeach, so do the other Isser Daraisa of leaving a variola and not burning? So the Lukutei Halacha says, yes, that's exactly correct. When you have the option of doing an Isser biyadayim or doing an Isser passively, you take the passive option. By leaving over the variola, that's a passive Isser. By burning a varichatas on the Mizbech, that's an active Isser. You don't violate an Isser biyadayim. You'd sooner violate an Isser passively than you would an Isser biyadayim. Okay, says the Gemara, my tami to Rabbi Lezer. Why does Rabbi Lezer say that you burn it on the Mizbech? Amar Kra, because the pasuk says v'lo mizbech lo yalu l'reich nichoach, that you're not allowed to take the evarichatos and bring it as a reich nichoach on the mizbech. So Rabbi Lezer darshins very nicely l'reich nichoach yatamala avla tamala l'shem etzim. The only issur is to bring it as a reich nichoach, as a karban. But if you bring it just tam as etzim on the mizbech and you're not viewing that as part of the karban, then it's okay. Then there's no issur. V'rabbanon miyet rachmana osam l'diatamala avla tamala l'shem etzim. The rabbanon agree with that drasha, but they think the drasha only goes on the items that were mentioned earlier in the pasuk, which is sa'ar and dvash. That dafka sa'ar and dvash that are not supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, that's where we say, well, don't worry, if you're not doing it as a reich nichoach, you're only doing it stam, as l'shem etzim, that then you could bring sa'ar and dvash on the mizbeach. But when it comes to Evarichatas, it's not taluy on whether you're viewing it as a Reich Nichoach or not. That drush of Reich Nichoach is not about Evarichatas. Other things like Evarichatas are not going to have that heter of as long as it's not L'Reich Nichoach, it would be okay. Rebbe Lazar would respond, Osam hud rabbi lach kevesh kemizbeach. No, Osam doesn't come to tell me that it's only those items of Sa'or and Dvash that can be brought when it's not L'Shem Reich Nichoach. What else son comes to tell me is that we treat the ramp like the mizbech when it comes to sa'ar and dvash. Avmidi achrini lo, but by other items we would not treat the ramp like the mizbeach. V'rabbanan, the rabbanan would say tati shvamina. I agree with that din as well, but I think that we can learn both of those dinim from the word osam, and therefore osam is coming to limit only sa'ar and dvash can be brought even when it's not a reich nichoch. Only sa'ar and dvash can be brought. Well, evari chatas can never be brought even when it's not a reich nichoch, when you're not bringing l'shem karban. So says Gemara, Masis and Tlal Ki Aitana. The way we formulated the machlokas Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim in our Mishnah is clearly against the way the following Tana formulates the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Why? D'tanya, because the Brisa says it as follows: that Amr Rabbi Yehuda lo nechluku Rabbi Eliezer v'cham alevari chatas shenisarvu beivari ola sheyikrevu. The Tana, the Brisa says there is no machlokas about evari chatas that kept mixed in with evari ola. Even the Chachamim would agree that you would be makrev then, that you would allow it to be brought in the mizbeach. Everyone would agree to that. And brovei v'nirva shelo yikrevu. And everyone would agree that if evarim of a of an animal that was puzzled to the Mizbeach because of bestiality issues, everyone would agree that that can't be brought. Even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that that cannot be brought to the Mizbeach. Where's the Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? Not like the Tana of our Mishnah said about a variola and a varichatas. No. Alma nechleku, ala variola tamima shenisarva de evari balas mum. It's a variola with a variola, but some of the carbonos ola are perfectly fine. Others were bale mum, and the evarim of those animals got mixed together of different karbanos ola, but some of them were bale mum, and therefore pasul. That's the shaila. Can you bring those on the mizbeach? She Rabbi Eliezer Omer yikrevu v'roa ani l'malak kilu einetz v'roa ani gives a change as bus or balas mum l'malak kilu einetzim. Rabbi Eliezer says that you should be makrevit and view the basar of the balas mum as if it's eitzim. It's not being brought l'shem reach nichalach. Just view it as plain old wood. And therefore, it would be okay. The chacham amrim lo yikrevu, and the chacham will say, no, you cannot bring it. So, frankly, Gemara, wait a second. When it came to other psulim like a roveh v'nirva, we said even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that a varim of a roveh v'nirva that get mixed with a varim of a regular carbon ola absolutely not may not be brought on the mizbeach. Why should a balas mum be any better than a roveh v'nirva? That's also a psul. Why should balas mum all of a sudden be allowed to be brought on the mizbeach? Because the kind of mum we're talking about is a cataract in the eye. That's the kind of mum that Rabbi Akiva paskins that if it's brought on the Mizbeach, you wouldn't bring it down. So it's the kind of mum that's not an absolute psul. So since it's the kind of mum that Alu Lo Yerdu, therefore, when it's in the Taroves, he allows you to go bring it on the Mizbeach. But wait a second. Yes, Rabbi Akiva allows bringing an animal that has Dokin Shabayin on the Mizbeach, not taking down an animal that has Dokin Shabayin from the Mizbeach. Rabbi Akiva would never allow the Chachila bringing it up to the Mizbeach. How can Rabbi Eliezer allow bringing it in the first place? As a lechatchila din, you have a tarovas and you're going to go and bring a varm of an animal that had cataracts. You can go and bring it on the mizbeach. Rabbi Kiva never said that. No, the point over here is it already was on the mizbeach. It was on the ramp of the mizbeach, and since it was on the ramp of the mizbeach, that's already im alulo yardu territory. It's already considered to be up on the mizbeach, and therefore doesn't need to be brought back down. That's what Rabbi Eliezer is being matir. So again, what's the case? You have a varim of a regular carbon ola mixed with a varim of a carbon ola that was pasul because it had dokin shabayin, because it had a mum in its eye. And it's all that whole tarovus is on the ramp of the mizbeach already. Once it's on the ramp, we say im alu lo yerdu, go and bring it up and burn it on the fire of the mizbeach. Frek the Gemara, but if that's the case, that it's already on the mizbeach, and we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva that an animal that had dokin shabayin can be brought on the mizbeach once it's already there, you don't have to bring it down. So then, why do you need the tarovus in the first place? Even if you just had the evarim of this balas mum, of this animal that was a bal mum, but it's already on the Mizbech and you're following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, so that alone should be brought, even if it's not a Taroves. Even if it was Be'en, it was not Misariv with any Tmimim. If according to Rabbi Akiva, once it's on the ramp and the only mum it had was Dokin Shaba'ayin, you're allowed to bring it. So what does Rabbi Eliezer say? Oh, if it's Betaroves with other Karbanos that don't have any problem, then you could bring it. You don't need that. Bring it anyway. So rather, the reason that Rabbi Eliezer allowed to bring the Bali Mum, scratch the whole thing, and nothing to do with Dogen Shabbai and Rabbi Akiva. No, the reason Rabbi Eliezer allows bringing this Taroves of Bali Mum together with Tamimim on the Mizbeach is Miyet Rachmana Mum Bum. He darshans the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mum Bum, Hudulo Yiratsu. That when the mum is evident, you know that this animal, that the piece you are bringing, the aver that you are bringing up, has a mum, that's when you're not allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach. But if it's involved in any sort of tarovis, if it's mixed together with other things, then you are allowed to bring it. That's a drush in the pasuk, that the isra of bringing a balmum on the Mizbeach is only be'en, is only when you bring a balmum as is on the Mizbeach. But once it's mixed together with non-balimumin, drush into a raisa, that you're allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach. So you can't ask any kashas, it's a drush, it's not a svara. V'rabbanan mum bam hu d'le'iratu ha'avra mum yiratu. The Rabbanan say, no. That pasuk is not coming to teach me that if it's petarovis you can bring it. It's coming to teach me that if it heals and the mum isn't there anymore, you're allowed to bring it. Rabbi Lazar mi bum behem. And Rabbi Lazar says, I agree to that din also. I think you can darshan both from the word bum and behem. Rabbanan bum behem lo darshi. And the Rabbanan don't darshan a double drasha from bum behem. Ihachi roe harachmana achshrei. Wait a second. If that's the case, if that's the whole machlokas Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim, why does Rabbi Elazar say, oh, bring it up and view the Evarim of the Balmum as if it's Eitzim? You don't have to view it as if it's Eitzim. The Evarim of the Balmum is Dindoraisa. You're allowed to bring it when it's Betaroves. You don't need to view anything as if it's Eitzim. Bring it on the fire like a Reich Nichoch, like a regular Karban, because that's the Dindoraisa. So why does Rabbi Eliezer say, oh, Rowan, view it as if it's Eitzim? So it doesn't make any sense. Why would he have to rely on that? Roa harach malach shirei. So the Devarim Kamerlu. Now Rabbi Eliezer was responding to the Rabbanan within their own Shita. L'didi rachmana achshirei. He'll say, I hold it's totally kosher, because the Torah allows any taroves. Lididhu, but even according to you, oduli miha basar balas mum ke etzim dami, at least admit to me that you could view the basar balas mum as if it's etzim, midid hava basar chatas. Just like you admit, again, according to the Brisa, just like you, the Rabbanan, admit that Basar Chatas can be brought and viewed as Eitzim, that's because the Brisa holds that the Rabbanan admit to that, right? Because in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan do not admit to that. But in the Brisa's version of events, of the Machlokas, the Rabbanan do admit to that. So for Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would respond, no. Big difference between a Balmum and Chatas. Hachami Isi, Hasam Lomi Isi. A Balmum can't be brought on the Mizbeach because it's maus. To bring a Balmum is Hakravat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring a flawed Karban. Chatas can't be brought on the Mizbeach, stam, because it's a din. The Chatas isn't brought on the Mizbeach. It's not maus. So when you have a Taroves with Chatas and Ola, so good. View the Chatas as if it's Eitzim that's being brought on the Mizbeach. That's fine. We're okay with that. You're not using it as the Karban. You're not violating the Isser. But when it comes to a Balmum, it's maus to bring it on the Mizbeach. You're going to bring something that's so obviously flawed on the Mizbeach, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be considered ma'us. Okay, Tosus points out when we say that Ali De Tarovis, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Ali De Tarovis, it's okay, that you wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me if it was Rov Tmimim and Miyad Bali Mum that it's okay, because Midoraisa would be Batal Barov anyway. So it must be that even if it's a Tarovis of one and one, even if it's a Tarovis where there's no Rov, that's what the pasuk is telling me. That even so, it's still going to be okay when you don't have Bittul Barov to rely on. Okay, next Mishnah. Evarin be'evarin bali mumin. You have evarin mixed in with evari bali mumin. So Reb Lazar Omer, imkar of Rosh Hachamein, yukrivu kol Roshin. If you already brought one of the heads of the animals on the Mizbeach, you can bring the rest of the heads, because we saw this Mishnah already. You have the right to assume that the head that you brought was from the bal mum, and therefore the rest of them are fine. Kra'ayim shalachamein, yukrivu kol kra'ayim. Same idea. Once you brought a certain part of one of the animals, you could assume that was the bal mum, and you can bring the rest. No, even if you had 10 animals, you brought 9 of them already, and then you realize, there was a Balmum mixed in here somewhere, you can't even bring the last one, even though although there's a very small chance the last one is actually the Balmum, you always have to be Choshesh. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, the Amora says, Lo Hichshir Rabbi Eliezer, Ela Shnaim, Shnaim, Avalecha, Lecha, Bo. Remember we had this in that Rabbi Eliezer only allows bringing further karbanos if you're going to bring two at a time. Meaning I brought there were nine perfectly good karbanos, one balmum mixed in with each other. I brought the head of one of them, I don't know which one. Rabbi Eliezer says I can go ahead and bring others. Says Rabbi Lazar, no, only if you bring two at a time. Why? Because if I bring two at a time, I know for sure one of the ones that I'm bringing is definitely kosher. It's definitely not the Balmum, because there's only one Balmum. And once one of them is not the Balmum, Migo, that one's okay, I have the right to assume the other one's okay also. But to bring one at a time, even Rabbi Eliezer would not allow. So, frankly, Gemara doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah, because what's the Shita of the Chachamim in the Mishnah? The Chachamim say, even if you brought 9 out of 10 and you only have one left, even then you're not allowed to do it. Makes it sound like Rabbi Eliezer holds. In that case, you're for sure allowed to bring it when there's one left. But if Rabbi Eliezer only allows you to bring two at a time, so how could he allow when there's only one left? So Masav Rabbi Yirmiyah v'chacham momrim afilu karvu kulan chutz me'echon me'en yetze lebeis asreifa. So don't you see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that when it's chutz me'echon me'en, you can bring it? If the Rabbanon say afilu, in that case you can't, it must be Rabbi Eliezer holds you can? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah batachlifa azbrolach my'echon. Echad, zug echad. The word echad over there doesn't mean one animal, it means one set, that you're bringing the last set of karbanos together, but in a Konami, Rabbi Eliezer would never allow bringing just one at a time. Okay, we'll pick up from that Mishnah tomorrow.